Coach, can you talk about your offensive line play today?
I thought they did a pretty decent job. You know, I was pleased. Well, I like their, you know, just playing snap after snap, and had, you know, some good plays and some not so good. But, you know, they were competitive. They were spirited. They, you know, they fought the battle. I was pleased.
Coaching out that you might not be thrilled with everything your defense is doing, but it wasn't until the very end that you finally allowed your first touchdown of the year. What are they doing around the red zone that's impressive?
Well, I think today it was maybe a little bit more of being able to, you know, force the ball to be punted. You know, I don't know how many punts they hit, but, you know, I think at the appropriate times anyway. But, you know, and there was a mixture. You know, I know they did get it in there and an opportunity to hit those two field goals, I think it was. I think they're just, you know, we're not doing anything different. You know, we're just maybe... You know, I guess I don't probably have the answer. You know, I think they stiffen up, so to speak, you know, when you get down there. I mean, the schemes aren't any different. It's a little tougher for an offense, you know, when you're going in down there because the field tightens down so much. You know, and we certainly, you know, found that to be true. We scored the first two times that we hit the ball down there in the ball game, but then we faltered after that a little bit for exactly that same reason. That was one of them, and then we got too fancy. That was our fault. That's not the players.
Coach, you joked last week that you might tell him to start slowly to get off to a better start. Did you do that this week?
I most certainly did.
And then can you explain what happened then with the backwards flip pass? What was that play supposed to be?
Just what it looked like, but it wasn't supposed to look that way. But that's what I was saying a moment ago. I mean, that's not a player's fault. We just got too... You know, we ran a couple plays in the red zone that took us out of, you know, scoring position and put us in field goal position, and that was certainly one of them. And, you know, we got to remember how we got it down there.
Well, what have you seen? Have you seen Collins' passing improve over the last however many months?
Well, you know, he's improved. Everybody asks me that. You know, he's the same guy. You know, he's improved at everything because he works diligently to get better at everything. You know, and if he's making improvement in the passing game, he's making improvement in leadership. He's making improvement in managing the football game. He's making improvement in the running game. I mean, he's just a young guy that works diligently to try to get better, and he gets better across the board. I don't know where all that comes from.
Well, especially in the first half, sort of a three-part question. The balance of the offense, especially the run defense, and the way Ken Kelly and Lockett did on special teams.
Yeah, again, when you go to special teams, I may forget the first two, but when you go to special teams, you know, once again, it's a lot of people. And it's not just the specialists. You know, somebody's got to protect for Anthony. Anthony did have some excellent kickoffs. I was really impressed with the exception of that last one. You know, and I made one of those mistakes again that you mentioned. I stuck my ugly head in the huddle. Should have just let Sean do it. And I said, you are one kick away. This was our kickoff unit on the last one. I said, you're one kick away of having the best performance of a kickoff unit at any time in Kansas State's history. Bad choice of words. Now, what was the rest of the question?
Just the balance of the offense in the first half and the run defense.
Yeah, we weren't as, you know, in reality, we were not as balanced as we were last week at the outset of the ball game, because we were throwing the ball a little bit more. We had, you know, on first down last week, we were 50-50. Half of it was run, half of it was pass. You know, we were far more invested in the run. So the yardage is the same. But as far as where the emphasis was and how much we ran the ball and threw it, you know, we ran the ball more early in the ball game than we threw it. There was something else, Mark.
Run defense and overall defense in the first.
Well, I think, you know, defensively, I thought I was pleased. I think we held them to something like 40 some odd yards as far as rushing is concerned. The passing game, we gave up a little bit of yardage, but considering, it wasn't near what it was last week. And this is a team that has the ability to run around, throw the ball. There were a couple of schemes, you know, that we had difficulty with. You're going to give up a little passing yardage, but there were just a couple of schemes that we had some difficulty with, and Miami was very consistent in being successful with those games, which allowed them to, you know, get out of some of those third and longs and to keep possession of the ball. But overall, you know, I thought we improved defensively. I was pleased with the progress that we made.
Off the top of your head, how would you sort of rank this performance compared to versus, you know, everything you've had since you've been back?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, off the top of my head, I still don't know. You know, we got better. You know, we played more consistently this week. We got off to a better start, which we didn't last week. I mean, there's a lot of things we did better than what we did last week. You know, how that relates. I mean, we've had some decent ball games. I don't know where I'd rank this one.
I was curious if you could describe two plays for me. The first, the touchdown catch by Curry Sexton, and the second being third and goal, and Arthur gets on Stephen Morris for the loss.
Well, I mean, Arthur's a good player. He makes plays, and he made more than that one. The throw to Curry was a similar type scheme that we used earlier in the ball game. It was with a different receiver, one of the tight ends, but it was the same scheme. And we, against certain things that they did, we thought we could have some success with that. Unfortunately, we did.
First touchdown catch by Curry after the journey he's had to this point, was that pleasing to you?
Well, I what was pleasing to me, you know, it's not the touchdowns. It's just the fact that he's a great young man who works diligently. And, you know, if touchdowns are significant, then he deserves it.
Talk about the mental toughness of this team today. It looked like your line was kind of hobbling at times today, and some of the other players. Talk about their mental toughness and playing through those injuries.
Well, I am proud of them. Once again, you know, it goes back. We're still in the developmental stage in regards to all those things that we've talked about in the past season. You know, just the intrinsic values and the toughness, the discipline, perseverance, and all those types of things you hear me talk about all the time. We're a work in progress, but I think they were vastly improved today over last week.
Coach, to a fan, you know, this may have seemed like a complete victory in which everything was firing for you guys, but obviously you look at it in a little more detail than that. Can you say some areas that there were concerns that you had and you want to improve on?
Well, I think I just mentioned them. I had the issue with the kickoff return, and there were a couple of schemes that defensively we gave up in the passing game that were an issue, and then we got too fancy with a couple of snaps that we took. I mean, that's right off the top of my head right now. Those are issues that I have.
Bill, realizing that Miami's a young football team, what does it say about your club's poise, focus, maturity perhaps in the way that they went out and absolutely dismantled this club, which at the very least is a very athletic group of youngsters, and the confidence that you got from this game a year ago? Can there be any sort of equating that to the type of confidence boost you could get a year later?
Well, it's hard to equate the two. I think if you go back, you try diligently not to ever give young people in your program an opportunity to become satisfied, you know, with anything. So it's always that don't take anything for granted type of approach. And you go back 2 years ago when we played so miserably in that first ball game, and then came back a couple ball games later, and we still had a hangover from the first one, so to speak, and there was that immense motivation. Last week, and maybe it was fortunate that we got off to such a slow start, but, you know, I think maybe that might have, you know, hit an impact as well, even though we finished the ball game as well as we did. But I think, you know, in their minds, I can't speak for them, but in their minds, my guess is, you know, there was probably still a little bit of uncertainty. Now, that's... You know, when I say uncertainty, I mean it's not a lack of confidence. It's, you know, it's not a tough mental attitude. I don't mean that, but, you know, why weren't we a little bit better? You know, what do we have to do in order to be a little bit better than we were last week? And I admire, you know, the vast majority of our young guys because, you know, they really, you know, buy into that, you know, one day at a time and trying to get better, and they did. They got themselves better.
Coach, Sean Hubert had another 100-yard rushing game. How do you assess his first two games, and especially today, it looked like he had kind of another bounce to his step?
Well, you know, I think he, John's a pretty consistent football player. You know, I think he plays probably the same week in and week out. I can't tell you that I saw any difference this week than I did last week. But he's, you know, he just playing pretty well. Yeah, I don't know how else to answer.
Defensively, last week, no hurries were registered. This week, 5 sacks and a whole lot of pressure. I mean, what was the difference there?
Well, I would imagine they probably, coaches and players alike, probably get tired of hearing me talk about pass rush and sacks and hurries and all those kind of things. And part of it, it's not always just the pass rush itself. It's, you know, some of them, you know, there's the terminology, coverage sacks, and we did a pretty decent job in coverage with the exception of the schemes that I was talking about earlier. And so some of the pressures that we got to them and some of the sacks that we got, you know, were created by good coverage in the back end.
Yeah. Last question in the back.
Coach, I know you prepare every week and expect to win, but did you expect to win as convincingly? Did you see this one coming?
Well, I never look at it that way. I mean, because I would be disappointed every day of my life if I did. You know, it's not the way I'm just not structured that way, and I don't, you know, nothing surprises me at all. You know, but if the score was flopped, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, it's just, it is what it is. That's kind of the way I see it, you know.